are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're going jolly out there today. We have an incredible show today, continuing our series with the amazing women. And today we have two amazing women, and I cannot wait to introduce them to you. These women are trailblazers. They are women that are paving the way for the rest of us, and most of all, they are giving us a platform from which we can better ourselves, and that is right in line with what Making Life Brighter Radio is all about. And so, without wasting any time, I'd love to introduce you to my first guest, Camille Leon. And Camille, I'd love to welcome you to Making Life Brighter Radio. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you, Winifred, for having me. I love what you're doing with Making Life Brighter and really appreciate this opportunity to share what amazing women are doing with your audience.
Thank you. Making Life Brighter is based on experts in their field and those that are making our lives brighter. And this is exactly what it is. And, you know, you've been a trailblazer forever and a day. We first met, just to set the stage, back on a panel speaking up in Spokane, Washington. And then you went ahead and you created the Holistic Chamber, and it's just taken off. So let's talk about your founding of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. Where did you get the inspiration for this, and why did you decide to take it, you know, across the U.S. the way you have? Tell us what this is about.
Oh, wow. That's a big question. I'm going to try and boil it down to the, really, one of the key seeds was I used to work in downtown L.A. It was a high-stress job, and my mother and my grandmother had some big health issues come up. A stroke for my grandmother and a double mastectomy for my mother, and I started looking for holistic healing professionals just to, you know, keep on the right side of healthcare, and I couldn't find them. So it was like, all right, if I know what I'm looking for and I can't find it, imagine all the mainstream consumers who don't even know what to look for. How do they find these great, amazing, holistic and natural healing therapies and the professionals who provide them? So that was really one of the key elements of why it got started.
Well, the impetus behind that is always something out of need, isn't it? We always find the best things come out of a need. And so when you began this, did you have the vision of taking it across the U.S.? Because it's grown so much in the last few years.
When I started it, I really did know I wanted to take it across the U.S. and eventually go beyond our borders. I have family in Maryland, so it's not just how do I find a therapist for myself. It's also, you know, how do I help my family in Maryland find somebody who's close to them? And then I have friends in Florida. How do I help my friends in Florida become aware and educated about their options? Acupuncture, massage, essential oils, Reiki, energy medicine, and then find somebody close to them, right? It needed to go beyond my local city, which is why it ended up becoming really more like an international organization, connected all over.
Now, how many states are you in at this point, and how many countries have you expanded to?
We have members and chapters, I would say, in 25 states. We actually have a few members in more states than that because we have a global online chapter. So we have members who are participating in what we're doing online. And then we also have probably just a handful of members that are in other countries, Costa Rica, Peru, Bali, a few in Europe and Japan. So, you know, on some level, what we're doing online is how do we connect our cause and our community all over and help consumers all over find our members and those holistic healing options that are available. And then we also have the chapters where they get started for more support and networking locally.
Well, it's a brilliant concept, and it's such a helpful platform because those of us that have been in the healing arts and working with modalities of healing, we have been looking for a place and a space to call our own so that we could come together. And, you know, I'm a proud member of the LA chapter, and we had Shantalyn on a few weeks back talking about the new itty-bitty book for that chapter. And she's a powerhouse of gathering, and she's the perfect person to basically head up something like this. But there are people all over that need this platform. So where are you looking to move into that you haven't touched yet?
That's a big question. You know, we have a few chapters getting off the ground in Colorado. We'd love to see some more presence in Colorado, but also there are a lot of states in the Midwest and down south. So we'd love to have more presence in Tennessee, especially in the hustling and bustling Nashville area. We've started growing in the Atlanta area, but also such a large city in Georgia, right? So how do we find a few more people there? We're also starting to grow in the Chicago area, but again, when you have a lot of traffic due to that many people, it usually takes a few chapters to make sure you've got the whole city strategically mapped for plenty of coverage.
I would think that you would have a tremendous audience in Rochester, New York. And the reason I say that is so many holistic people, herbalists, and all different things. It's kind of like a budding area, Rochester, Buffalo. The East Coast, really, in Boston, all the suburbs of Boston, I could see that just flourishing with what you have.
Oh, I love all of those places and all of those ideas. In many ways, in a lot of areas, we've created a bowl of water for everybody who feels like a fish out of water. By coming together, right, with our like-minded associates, we're supporting ourselves, and we're also better able to reach all the consumers who really are ready for what we have to offer.
So tell us the benefits of being part of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. What can the members look forward to?
Well, for some of our members, all of our members get a online directory listing, right? So if you're trying to reach people who are looking for quality, we check references on all of our members so that when we're making referrals, right, we know we're referring to professionals. And then also our members like the local chapters and what's going on there in terms of business building conversations and support. And many of our chapters are also doing local community outreach, providing presentations at schools or providing booths at local government employee fairs, health and wellness fairs. So it's really how do we connect with each other and then also connect out into the local communities.
Very good. Very good. So the benefits of being a member are that you can go and speak at any one of these chapters as well. And you can kind of, if you happen to be traveling and you're someplace, you can visit and even present at another chapter too.
It's a great way to land in a new city. If you are traveling for presentations, it's a great way to connect with people in those cities. Many of our chapters do monthly mini panels, so you can be involved in those mini panels when it makes sense, whatever your topic is and whatever that chapter president has planned for upcoming months. So there are just a lot of benefits like that. Plus, we also offer business building discounts. So for our members who are maybe busy but looking for ways to save money or save time on all the different items that are involved in, you know, helping your customers, clients, and patients, those discounts sometimes make it a little more affordable to handle the back end, the administrative side of helping to heal the world around us.
Love it. Just love it. Now, you're a keynote speaker as well. Talk about your, tell us more about your keynote speaking, because you cover a wide variety of topics for helping people and businesses.
I like to think of my two primary presentations as Holistic Health 101 and Holistic Business 101. So depending on the audience, and I always customize my comments depending on who I'm talking to, but a lot of people are curious about what is holistic health and holistic medicine. How does it help me? Why should I be interested in trying it? And when I'm ready, how do I go about getting started? And then the other primary topic I talk about is, if you're a holistic practitioner or professional and you realize that you're in business, and that's a different game than being an expert at healing others, then what are some of the things you need to know about that, and how do you reach the people who are really ready for your products and services? And those are my favorite topics to talk about, and I find popular with people who want to hear about them.
Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back. We're going to explore that just a little deeper when we come back, because there's things that we want to know. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio right here on the Health and Wellness Channel on Voice America. And we are talking to amazing women today that are trailblazers in our Amazing Women series. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio at makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Are you going jolly today? Well, I hope you're going jollier after this segment, because we have amazing women today, and one of those amazing women is Camille Leon, and Camille is here with us. She is the founder of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, which is now a worldwide organization, and you can establish and or participate in a holistic chamber near you by contacting Camille. Camille, how can people reach you?
Best way is by calling our office, 310-490-6862, or emailing me, Camille, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, at holisticchamberofcommerce.com. And, of course, you can find just about everything on our website, holisticchamberofcommerce.com.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So if you want to establish a chamber in your city, definitely reach out to Camille and talk to her. She is not only the founder, but she is the energy that makes this whole system run. And it's an amazing platform for people in holistic healing. So whether you're a chiropractor, acupuncturist, Reiki master, whatever your modality is, give her a call, check it out, come visit us, visit a chapter near you. It's worth it. So you were talking before break that you are a keynote speaker and you have Holistic 101 and you have all things about holistic healing as your as modalities, which is your part of your keynote speaking platforms. Now, I have a question regarding business. Let's say that I'm just starting out today and we have so many resources today that we didn't have when you and I started, Camille, when you went searching for people and when I actually began this work. But today, there are so many places that people can plug into and find one another and find a healer near them or someone in the healing arts. What is it that somebody would need to know in today's world when they begin a business for healing?
You know, that's a great topic question, and I find that really the answer varies from person to person because we've all had our journey to get to where we are. So when we start our businesses, we all have different strengths and other areas where we still have something to learn. That's actually one of the things I've enjoyed about what we're doing for the Holistic Chamber of Commerce is no matter what your strengths are and no matter what you still have to learn, we're creating conversations about that element of what's it going to take to build my business given what I'm bringing to the table. That's different for you than it was for me. And these days, the trick really is there's so much out there. How do I decide where to spend my time, my money, and my energy?
Well, you know, I was just having a conversation with a lawyer yesterday regarding legalese for the new association that I founded and started 2 months ago, which is the Global Association of Medical Intuitives. And the practice and skill set of medical intuition is its own particular skill set. It's different than healing or being a healer, for example. We'll take this as an example. And she was saying to me yesterday that you realize it's illegal to use the word healer. And I was like, no, I didn't know that. And I think that's kind of the things that people maybe need to approach and look at. And there's a lot of rules and regulations as these modalities start to get licensed, as they begin to find their way into a more vetted licensing or certified, like nationally certified kind of situation. So I know that we at this organization will be working with the National Certification Board for Medical Intuitives, but there are things that I learned yesterday that kind of spun my head. And I wondered if you'd heard all that and if you know about those things as well.
Well, it's actually one reason why we say mind, body, spirit, business, budget, planet, and why we have members who are like-minded business support professionals. As we grow in what we're doing, we need to be and want to be connected to attorneys and accountants and bookkeepers and marketing coaches who are aware of those other elements. In the U.S., all 50 states have different rules and regulations regarding a wide variety of our techniques and our specialties and our therapies. And then there are also federal guidelines of what we can and can't say. So, yes, healing is one of those words that best to avoid it. Also, I would not use the word cure.
Correct. Yeah. See, in what I do, we can't obviously diagnose. We cannot do anything but assess. And so what we're doing with the Global Association is looking to have a platform where actually nationally certified people come along and they're part of that. And hopefully they'd be a part of the holistic Chamber of Commerce as well as a natural fit into that, but with more vetting through that process because of the fact that we would be looking to partner with even medical people and doctors, nurses, and medical professionals that would take us on to help and assist in their work too. So there's hopefully a bridge that will be formed over time with these things, and you've created the first platform really for all of these things. And from there, everything grows. With the Holistic Chamber of Commerce and what you're doing in your keynote speaking is you're creating awareness for people who have a gift and a business in the holistic field and putting them together so that they can work together. And we're going to need to do that, I think, even more so over time due to what is happening in the world in terms of licensing, regulations, laws, like you said, federally and in the state arena. Is there anything that you would tell people as like your top five tips from your keynote for starting a business in holistic healing?
So tip number one is that it really is about relationships. And so don't be afraid of social media. Don't be afraid of emailing people. Don't be afraid of picking up the phone, because that's how we get connected. That's how we stay connected. That's what brings people to us. So I think my top five tips start with those top three of email, social media, and phone to stay connected. And then also, I have a saying, if you want to get rich, find your niche. So tip number four is don't try to be all things to all people. Figure out who your best fit is going to be in terms of who can you help and heal. And go after them. Connect with them. I mean, on some level, again, you only have so much time, energy, and money. So you want to know where to focus that and how to prioritize what should I do today, where should I advertise, what social media platform is going to be best for me. And then tip five, take some of your own advice and take care of yourself.
Very good. I love those tips. I love those. So what do you do for yourself in terms of holistic healing? Now that you have the resources and you are the hunter and gatherer of all the beautiful resources in the LA Basin, what do you use and what do you lean toward in your own personal health?
I have tried so many things, from colon hydrotherapy to chiropractic to Reiki. I have, however, found that my personal go-tos are acupuncture and massage. And I actually just booked an appointment for raindrop therapy with somebody new. I'm going to Murrieta, where we have a chapter, and I'm speaking there. And whenever I'm traveling, I like to make sure that I get at least one appointment with a local member to experience something new somewhere new.
Love that. Oh, that's wonderful. And it's inclusive. You know, I'll never forget having met you on that panel up in Spokane. And it was just such a beautiful way to come together. And you were creating all this then. You were, you know, it was the beginning of everything. And here you are. And look at what you've done. That must feel good. It must feel satisfying to know that you've not only implemented this, but it's successful.
I had no idea what I was getting into. None. And it is really nice to be here now to see all that we've accomplished. We're 9.5 years in. Our 10th anniversary is this October. And now I feel like it's an honor and a privilege to really be the hub of connection for this cause and this community. And that's exactly what it feels like, is connecting our cause and our community, connecting our love to our money and our money to our love.
Oh, I love that. That's really, really beautiful. And what you're doing for all of us, I can't say thank you enough. You've held the line. You've invited everyone with open arms, and it's made a difference, and it's set the stage so that we aren't, as practitioners, basically having eye rolling go on anymore. We're actually having a legitimate platform, a legitimate gathering space, and we can present properly. So thank you so much. And I ask each guest that I have, what makes your life brighter?
Oh, it, you know, members like you make my life brighter. On days when I'm stuck in the weeds, I can log into our online chapter, our group on Facebook, and just see all of the bright things that everybody is talking about. And
very good.
It
Thank
really
you.
Helps shift.
Thank you so much for coming and being with us, Camille. We'll be right back with more in our Amazing Women series. We have Miss Elle Spencer Lewis up next, and she is an Emmy-nominated composer, and she's doing amazing things for the brain. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, exploring the world of nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, it's probably the most frightening thing that's ever happened to her. Friends and family often don't know what to do for support, not to mention the patient herself. That's where Breast Friends Cancer Support Radio comes in. Join Becky Olson, breast cancer survivor and advocate. She helps by providing inspiration, information, and most of all, hope. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite hosts. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Welcome Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our Amazing Women series today. And we do have amazing women. I am so happy to showcase women like the guest that we have today. And Camille Leone was the founder of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce that we just spoke to. And up next, now I'd like to introduce special guest who is an Emmy-nominated composer, and she is a producer. She has composed for many different TV shows, and including film and all kinds of things that you've probably heard of, watched, or seen, such as Friday Night Lights, Missing, Lean on Us, Ghost of the Past, Stronger, Texas, Tall Tales, Boots. She's amazing, and she's doing something even more amazing with healing music for your brain. So please, without further ado, please welcome Elle Spencer Lewis. Welcome, Elle.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you today. Thank you for coming.
Great to be here. I'm excited. This is fun.
You're amazing. You have done so many things in music. Let's just jump in because your resume is like pages long. It's incredible. And I want to get into what you're doing around the brain for sure. But first, let's start with a little bit of your career. How did you get into composing and doing all the different things that you're doing in the music industry?
Well, I started off playing classically in an orchestra. I played flute for many years, and then I learned a couple different instruments along the way. I was a touring musician for a few years, but as you know, the state of the music industry about 15 years ago, things started to slide downhill. So even the just MP3 sales started to go down. And so I realized that I needed something else to carry me forward. And because of my classical background and because of my love of classical music and composing, I just sort of jumped into the UCLA program of a film scoring and then was lucky enough to work with a couple other composers. Jed, I've worked with
yes.
Jed a couple times on the the documentary that almost won an Emmy. I guess that's, in a nutshell, been my journey. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in regards to the brain, a few years ago, I was working on interactive environments with a friend of mine. I was working on something for Red Bull, which is really interesting, actually. It was a huge, for people who don't know what an interactive environment is, it's a space, an art space that has elements that you can affect change, usually in a social context, so meaning you can do a bunch of things in a room with a bunch of people that you didn't know that you were going to do when you walked into that room. And ours was a 40 by 40 by 40 foot cube that had walls that were touch sensitive that created visuals. And side was a bunch of, there was stairs on either side, and each step of the stair on one side was synthesizer sound, and on the other was a drum machine. And through this 40 by 40 foot cube, which is a massive cube, people began to realize that if they touch the walls and they create a certain, a certain little ball or something visual, that they were actually also creating a sound. And then you had, 40, 50 people in this space creating music together spontaneously. So that was a really fun project, and that led us to our brain project, which is what we've been working on for the last intensely for the last year or so.
Well, what it's called Illumina Music, and what is this literally, and how would people apply this application? Tell us what you're doing with this technology, because it's just fascinating. And I got to see it. I got to see her working on it one morning. I was like, wow, this is insane. This is so cool. I love it. Tell us all about it.
So what we're mapping is with an EEG headset that are, you know, commercially available headsets that that can capture your brain waves. And we're not talking about reading minds. People think that, oh, you might be able to read my mind. I think we're several hundred years away from that. So no worries of that. What we are doing is tracking the electrical impulses. And your brain waves are essentially just five different frequencies, different notes, if you like, of your brain waves, and they do different things. So you have alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and theta brain waves. Theta is generally when you're like asleep, like in a very deep sleep. Delta is creative and maybe when you're dreaming, but it can happen when you can have delta dominance when you're awake. Alpha helps you focus by suppressing all of the craziness that's going on in your brain in certain areas so that you can solve a math problem without being distracted by, you know, the birds twittering outside. So, you know, all the frequencies have sort of what we've realized are different functions. But so we have a visual of the brain so that you can see your actual brain. It looks like a brain, and you can see it firing. So you can see your actual brain firing in real time. And you can hear it as well because the brain waves are mapped to a musical system, and you can actively create music whether you decide to focus or relax. You can very quickly learn to train your mind to either focus or relax, have alpha waves dominant over other brain waves, for example. And with that, you know, training, I've basically calibrated the music so that it reflects what your brain state is, and whether you are actively trying to train your brain state so the music becomes more harmonic when you're relaxing, or more rhythmic and intense when you're focusing.
Are you composing?
With that, that's a neurofeedback tool, so you can basically train your mind that way.
Are you composing the music that goes with it, or is this more of an AI program?
Yeah.
Or how does this work?
No, not an AI. So, well, I would say that you are composing the music. As a matter of fact, I'm putting the MIDI tools in place, and I have organized the notes and everything so that they make sense together no matter what you do. It's sort of component-based composition. It's definitely not of what most people think of composition as being. It has a beginning, middle, and end. It's more like video game music in that it's component-based and it has to do with your actions. So what you do creates the music. As far as how that works and the basis of what the music is, so notes working together, harmonies working together, that's myself. And I also programmed the connection between the brain waves, and my partner does mostly the visual side of it.
That is incredible. I mean, that is just such an astounding thing. Congratulations for discovering, creating, and putting this out there. So where can people get a hold of this? How can they experience it and do it?
Well, we're going to be having a few brain parties because we're still in testing phase. So the more people we can get to help us calibrate it, the better. Meaning,
I'll help you.
We want it to work the same way. Yeah, you're welcome to come. You're invited.
I'll help you. I do all these meditation groups and things. It would be very cool. I'm very much interested in this work.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just we'll hook that up, and we'll see what we can do, and in that way we can get as many brainwaves that we can really just because everybody is slightly different, even though all of our brainwaves all over the world are really very similar. They react similarly. There are basic differences. So we need to be able to make sure that the system works the same way, regardless of who's wearing the headset. And the other great thing about this is people may not be aware that the brain is more engaged when it's in reacting to music than any other activity. You can be solving the world's worst quantum physics problem, or you can be playing football, or you can be like winning an Olympic medal, and it still won't engage your mind to the extent that music does. Music has been with us for probably 1.5 million years, give or take 1 million years or two, and it's largely responsible for where we are now, and our creativity is responsible for where we are, and that has largely to do with the way that music evolved in the brain. So using the music, our innate musical capacity, you don't have to be a musician to do this. In fact, there's no we've created this binary between creative music people and other people, and there is none. Neurologically speaking, there is no difference between my brain and a non-musician's brain in the way that it reacts to music. So we are all innately creative, and that's part of the mission of this project.
And so where do you want to see this? Would it be in schools? Is it something people could purchase someplace? Would it be an app? I mean, how do you see people interfacing with this?
Yeah, we're developing two separate arms. One of them is physical. We're going to be creating a large-scale sculpture, probably about 20 by 20 by 40, of an actual brain with that will light up in real time. So you're wearing a headset, and above you is this massive brain that's lighting up, and it's your brain. And that will be in a science museum, hopefully in Boulder, Colorado. We'll see if that
gets
funding for that. But we're actually on the trail with that. And then it will be an app, and we're shooting for probably targeting people with anxiety, panic attacks, that kind of thing, PTSD, with later applications for ADHD and memory issues, that you'll just be able to play as a game. As I think I mentioned to you, the FDA has recently approved video games for use in place of drugs, which is a huge milestone. Reason being, of course, that people are, it's a lot less dangerous if you do your video game twice a day than if you forget and take your drugs twice a day. And that people are actually more effectively taking their medication, playing their video game that is targeted towards their mental deficit, whatever that happens to be, ADHD, for example. And that it's in a very effective treatment. So, this is really exciting news, and so we're aiming towards that that usage of it. Hopefully we'll be able to help
incredible.
A lot of people without any drugs.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I hope this is an app that everybody can get a hold of, and or there's a location near you that you could go and sit down, and I'd love to see you put this in schools everywhere. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more L. Spencer Lewis, and you can find her at lspencerlewis.com and learn more about her work there. But we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and go jolly to everybody out there across the world in all 140 countries. We love you. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Addiction can affect our relationships, our families, our home, and work lives, but most importantly, ourselves. The recovery process can do wonders in the lives of people suffering from active addiction and also for those that love them. It's not just 12-step programs, but so much more. It's learning how to live life on life's terms. If you can relate to these issues or love someone who does, start with yourself. Start by tuning in to Miracles in Recovery with host Ray Lynch, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Hope is in your corner.
How much health and wellness information have you been exposed to today? Listen to Prescription for Success with Dr. Emil Haldi. Healing and empowerment start from within, but it also takes the best knowledge and advice. That's what you'll find here. Dr. Haldi and his guests will help you make the right life-enhancing decisions for well-being success. Tune in live every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Prescription for Success.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
See, I told you we had amazing women coming today, and these are amazing women. We've been speaking with Elle Spencer Lewis, and she's incredible. She is not only a composer and a producer of music that you've seen heard all along the way on different shows, but she has also studied with some of the best of the best. She's worked on all sorts of shows. She is now part and parcel as the founder and creator of this amazing Illumin music that we've been talking about. And wow, Elle, I mean, this is just astounding. Your work is certainly, you're never bored, I can tell. I mean, every day you've got something else going on. But let's talk a little bit about your heart and soul of music, because I can see where the other part's taking you, but what is it that you love to compose the most? You said you're classically trained, but what really speaks to your heart in composing? What style of music? What kind of music?
I mean, I feel so lucky in my life because, you know, people ask this question of a lot of different things, but music in particular, they go, well, do you feel that your enjoyment of music is diminished because you know all this theory and all this stuff? And I'm like, no, I still get I mean, I think I love music more and more and more. So it's hard for me to pick a favorite because I love everything about it. As far as, you know, composition, I mean, composing for film, I like to compose stuff that it doesn't necessarily, the genre is not what's important. The emotional connection to the story and how that relates to the audience is what's important. It's the emotion always that's important in music. The, you know, the, whether it's a horn or a synthesizer, to me, it doesn't matter if it's making you feel something and helping you feel something. I love writing songs. I mean, I think for me, a collaborative process of writing a song with someone is just so much fun. I get such a buzz out of it. I did it just day before yesterday. I just love doing that. I love getting lost in the story, in the story of the song. But again, the song is a story that you can emotionally connect to. And so with all of this heady stuff about the brain, to be honest, what makes me tick is emotion, is feeling, and helping to facilitate, you know, people's relationship with their own emotions, I think.
Absolutely.
And memories, that's a buzz. So
we need it. We need more of it because we're so dull and numbed today with not only all the violence we see around us and the things that question innocence and question whom we can trust and where we can go in this world. I think more than ever, we need heartfelt music that's really speaking to our story or our soul or something. And are you creating your own albums? Are you releasing albums? Or are you just creating for TV and film?
No, I actually am. I just finished a music video for a project I'm working on right now, my own project. It's called The Wolf and the Moon. And it's like desert noir Americana music. I'm really excited. That should be, actually, we should be releasing the first single fairly soon with that video. And we'll be doing a Kickstarter to get it out into the world. It's very exciting for me to, I always have to do something that's, that's very personal. So that's a very personal outlet. But, you know, to what you said about the difficulty of living in the modern world and how quickly technology has changed, what it looks like to interact with the rest of the world. I also think that we're really at the very beginning of understanding how we work emotionally and psychologically. We've really only been at psychology for, you know, a little over a century. Common sense, of course, has been around for longer, but I'm very excited by what has become common sense and common emotional understanding in the last even 10 years. I'm actually quite encouraged by that. I think tech distractions are something that we have to learn to manage. But as far as managing our emotions, I think we're getting better and better at that. I think we're just on the cusp of really understanding what makes us tick that way. It's quite exciting, I think.
Oh, we have so much in front of us, don't we? I mean, and right now, as we sit on this precipice between, say, our musical talent, which is raw and real, and for you, you can play it, you can compose it, you can do it yourself, and then we have this, you know, AI creeping up on us that says, well, if you like this, what about that? And then we can just add that in and create a way. But I have an argument. I think the human soul comes through vibratorily when you compose, and we'll miss that when electronics take over. We need to preserve and continue to create from a more pure space. What do you feel about that?
Mm. I've heard some AI music, and I think pop songs are very formulaic. And, I think that you to a certain extent, you can recreate that with AI. But I think a hip-hop tune has something in it. And I'm talking about sort of the simplest thing. I mean, AI can probably compose like a lot of different things, and it works like a human brain in that it takes in a lot of information and previously composed music and sort of reorganizes it and spits it back out again. That's sort of what we do. As far as, you know, whether we feel that music, whether it hits something, there are ways that I am fairly formulaic about the way that I compose because I know that they will work. As like an AI. So, you know, but at the same time, I honestly can say I am not worried about the competition of an AI. I actually just don't feel that, that AIs will take over, because even if they can recreate something that, you know, very closely resembles what humans do, humans will know it's created by a machine. At the very rock bottom, they'll know it's created by a machine, and they won't take it. It's just not as credible.
Right. I feel that way too.
Didn't know if for example, say you've got a blind test and you didn't know that a song was created by an AI and it still made you feel something. Okay, great. So good. That worked for you. But if you knew that it was created by an AI, I have my doubts whether you would have taken that song seriously and that it would have had the effect. So
yeah, there's some heart and soul.
I'm not as worried about it.
Good. Well, you know, I want to say thank you for coming and being with us today and sharing your amazing talent and, you know, all that you're creating, and which will help people all over. That's just such a beautiful program. So we'll keep, you know, tabs on what you're doing, and hopefully we can have you back when you launch the program further out there and, you know, interact some more to find out what it's doing and how it's you know, taking over in a beautiful and positive way.
Well, we should have a website up and running fairly soon, within the next month. So I'll let you know when that's happening, and then people can come in and record their own brainwaves.
I love that. So, Elle, what makes your life brighter?
Oh, I mean, music, obviously. My dog. And you know, the unexpected little things that happen every day, good or bad, that make me decide how I want to react to them. You know, it's better to have things happen and then be able to have the agency to decide how to react to them than life be boring. So
I love that.
I think that's what makes my day brighter.
Well, go jolly, everybody. This is our Amazing Women series. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and this was Elle Spencer Lewis, and you can go to ellespencerlewis.com to find out more about her incredible work and her incredible resume of music. You know, congratulations, Elle, and thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today.
So, thank you, Winifred. This is a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, go jolly, everybody. We have so much more in store for you upcoming, and we'll talk more about the Tom Palladino's energy, scalar light healing for coronavirus, and we'll be having Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, coming in March, too. So stay tuned. We've got lots more for you in store right here on Making Life Brighter Radio. Go, Jolly.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!